Good evening, all. We're in the middle of Mitzvah Gimel, the Mitzvah of Git Hanasha, right? The prohibition to eat from the Git Hanasha, from the sinew. How do you pronounce it? The sinew? Sinew. In an animal. So we're up to the part of the Dini HaMitzvah. So Dini HaMitzvah, all the laws of the Mitzvah include Mahu HaGit HaAsor, right? Exactly what is the forbidden sinew? V'achitut she'anu chayvim l'chatech acharav. The process of chitut, sort of like the digging, how to get it out of, how we're obligated to get it out of the animal, how we have to dig after it. U'be'ezo v'hema noheg, and for which animals this mitzvah applies to. U'mine amana al nikuro, and who we do trust. It's unclear if we do trust someone to actually take out the sinew, or we have to just say that entire part of the body is forbidden. But part of the laws is discussing who is trusted regarding taking out the sinew. V'yeser prata, and all the other laws, all the other additional details of this mitzvah, all mevuar and beferek shvi v'chulin, can all be found in the seventh perek of Chulin. When is this mitzvah applicable? V'noheges mitzvah zo b'chol makom v'chol zman. This mitzvah applies in every place and every single time. It applies to both men and to women. And a person who violates this prohibition of eating the Gin Hanasha, how much do you have to eat to violate this prohibition? So if you eat an entire gid, even if the sinew is less than a kezias, even if it's less, or let's say there's a very, very large sinew, but you only eat a kezias from that, in either of these situations, this person gets malchus, right? So people want to know all the time, how could it be that if I have a bug, some people say a person can violate up to six prohibitions if a person eats a bug. That's why everyone's so strict about eating lettuce. But how can that be? Because a bug is less than a kezias. So we say that as long as you're eating a full berry, a full creation, even if it's less than a kezias, even if it's less than an olive's volume, we will still be over on the prohibition. So as long as you eat an entire gid, an entire sinew, even if it is less than a kezias, then you will violate the prohibition. But again, if the sinew is much larger than a kezias, but you only eat a kezias of that, you will also receive malchus for violating this prohibition. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah Gimel. Parashas Vayishev Yaakov, Parashas Vayimekitz, Parashas Vayigash Eilav, Parashas Vayichi Yaakov, Ein B'hai Mitzvos, the Parashas of Vayishev, Mikitz, Vayigash, Vayichi, all do not have any mitzvos. And just like that, Nishlam Sefer Bereishis, Tehillah La'el. We have finished all the mitzvos of Sefer Bereishis. There are a total of three mitzvos that we have in the entire Sefer Bereishis. And now we are up to Shemos. So we'll just briefly start Shemos. Ve'ela Shemos, Parashas Vayira, Ein B'hai Mitzvos. So what do you know? The first two parashios in the entire Sefer of Shemos don't have any mitzvos. Both Shemos and Vayira have no mitzvos. And then we get to Parshas Bo. So Bo El Paro, the Parsha of Bo, Yeshba Teisha Mitzvos Asay. It has nine positive commandments of Achadas, right? And 11 mitzvos Asay, 11 negative commandments. So God willing, we'll get started with these all tomorrow with Mitzvah Dalit in the Torah. The fourth mitzvah in the Torah is? Yeah, good. Kiddush HaChodesh. So God willing, we'll get started with that tomorrow. But just by way of introduction, there are these 20 mitzvos in total that are in the Parsha of Bo. And God willing, tomorrow we will continue with the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But for now, we will stop right here.